pretty plain.
How do you say it, sir? I just thought the secretary was going to discuss it. Should you discuss it at the highest level, we would need to work out where not to do something or not screw it.
Well, in effect, was Cuba telling him it depended on how we do on other nuclear matters?
Yeah, and also it depended too on the fact that you couldn't have a five-hour conference because that's the two big powers that all worked out.
And you gave him an incentive to stay on our good side with the Chinese.
Yeah, well, they're playing.
No, they're working gradually on this.
I just feel myself that they, I think we just put the, away and that they don't know that he knows that, this channel that you have with him is it. And it either works on not or not going to work out. And he says, well, how are our relations? They're only better if something happens.
But that's exactly what you've got to go through.
You agree?
Absolutely.
And let's face it here, we've come up here and you know, we had a combination. Actually, if they don't go for the summit thing, though, I don't think they're going to make a deal.
No, I think they'll make a deal that they may want the summit next spring. But I think they need a deal for their own domestic reasons. I've got a meeting on the damn salt thing going on downstairs.
Thank you. not to think of the problems we have with the Congress, the problems we have with the press, the problems with the media, the problems we have with the establishment. You even think of, of course, the Lincoln problems are going to be greater because of the agony of his family and all of this. But on the other hand, he had a few friends. My problem, I don't think we got any friends.
And he didn't have nightly television.
But what they're coming right down to, the question is, who the hell do we know that they're friends in the establishment? Who in Christ are they?
I talked to Conley today, and he made the very...
How did you get along?
Very well, very well. And he said...
Tell me about that, and I have 3 minutes more.
Well, Conley said, of course, first of all, he says he completely agrees with you, the way you are handling, the method of handling foreign policy.
He didn't want to know everything, did he?
Oh, no. No, he was marvelous. He tried to escape it to him in the broadest outlines. I didn't even tell him.
We had some things going on with the Chinese, we had some going on with the Russians, we had some going on with the Vietnamese.
Yeah, I didn't tell him even that we had made a final offer or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he said, you are right. He said, neither Laird nor Rogers are going to police their departments for you.
He knows that.
Yeah. Yes.
And
I didn't say anything against them, Mr. President.
No, I mean, but he
volunteered that information, and he feels that you're doing the right thing, and that, but he said, for example, take the press today. He said, you called back the ambassadors. That is on page 2 or on page 4. On the front page of the Washington Post, he says, there's a story. Nation upset about drug abuse. They could have run that any day in the next 2 weeks or in the last 2 weeks. They put it in the top of your story. I mean, he used it as a little example of what you were, what this administration is up against.
We see how we do it.
And,
but he's not serious, is he?
Oh, no. He's all out.
He thinks we've got to fight these bastards.
Oh, yes. Yes, no, he mentioned it to say, he said, you know, he spoke again of you in the warmest terms and of the administration, but he says, he just said he never realized.
It's worse than he thought.
That's the point.
Another thing, too, is that there's no question. I don't know how it's going to fall in somewhere. We're going to have to go in there. Well, he's the only one in the whole damn outfit that is competent to be in the job.
Of your job, of the presidency, yeah.
You can't play.
No.
You can't.
Oh, no. I've seen enough of him now, yeah.
God, I guess so. This presented some little honors this time. Alive ones, but you see all these guys that are sort of mid-American families, bad manners.
Those are the ones we can't let down.
Jesus Christ, I think of those guys, and I think personally, or sometimes you know what, if I had a mind, I would shoot you. I really mean you.
Well,
I line the bastard up against the wall, and I myself will pull the trigger. That's what I would do. They're traitors.
Conley made the point, incidentally, he said, don't fall for the line that this is an attack on Johnson. He says, this is not an attack on Johnson. The average person doesn't give a damn about Johnson anymore. He says, this is an attack on the presidency and on the integrity of government.
That's right.
He was very pleased with what Mitchell did.
He thinks we should fight it.
Yeah, absolutely. It feels strong.
Well, I've got everybody around here on Sobo. The New York Times is now cut off. Done. Finished forever. That did it.
Yeah.
You know, there comes a time that breaks.
And
I hate to do it, but you know, they're going to learn. We can punish them.
And I'm going to cancel
your
editorial.
Yes, I'm sorry, I can't come. I just put it on the basis of all. But everything is done the way they are fine. I'm sorry, I'm too busy. I'm sorry, I can't come. I'm sorry, I can't come. I just wish I could. You know, I just love to visit. The president's got me working on so many things. We've got everybody playing a very clever line here. They aren't going to know what they'll have, but they'll know. They know what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
Oh.
They knew they were attacking. They were attacking the presidency, and also they knew this would reflect on us.
They want to get the word around that the president, any president is a liar. You can't
That's
get
right.
the word out of one.
Also, the fact that they're trying to say, well, the president, why didn't I know about this sort of shit? We do all this stuff. What does it mean? Nothing. This is simply the opinion of one son of a bitch over there, who, a little group,
really from, say, the Fundy memorandum.
Yeah.
Well,
how do you know? How do you know what Johnson or Engel? How many? Look at the contingency plans I have asked for.
That's right.
Right? I have plans to bomb the North.
That's right.
I haven't done it.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Christ, are they going to say, well, I had a contingency plan, I'm just planning to know?
Of course, that's one thing you can be sure of in your administration. No memorandum of mine to you has ever left the White House.
Thank God.
Fundy used to send his around.
Did he?
Well,
I'll tell you.
No one knows what that idea.
I'll tell you, we're going to get awful, awful tight from now on. I've got a perfect excuse.
Yes.
After this, I just want to say, well, it's a terrible thing to me. A terrible thing, men would engage in.
Well, this is the worst I've ever seen. I mean, this, up to now, they've just leaked individual documents. But this is hundreds of documents serialized in a newspaper. I've never believed
it. Why did it have to be, believe me, I ask you, why in the name of God did it have to be done? Well, I'll tell you about people, too. The defense, God, just my ass, it's a defense of
oh, yes. But state has never put them all together, so they don't know what it is.
See here, yes.
Do you mind if I don't say that on that?
What? You don't have to say. You want to?